Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God for our special devotion this morning continues our Easter series, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Today we consider this, that he lives to silence all my fears. Our devotion is based on the words of Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and was going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. The morning that Jesus rose from the dead, there was a violent earthquake, enough perhaps to be felt in the surrounding towns and villages, and cause people to wonder what was going on. When Mary Magdalene and the other Mary arrived at Jesus' tomb, there was even more. There was an angel there. An angel of the Lord greeted them, looking like something out of this world, because it was. Clothes as white as snow and an appearance that flashed like lightning. And when the women saw all of this, they were afraid. Nor were they the first ones who had been crippled with fright that morning. The ground was scattered with the unconscious bodies of Pilate's Roman guard. They had seen the seal broken, the angel and the stone being rolled away from the entrance. And we are told that they shook and became like dead men. The sight of these strong armed men lying helpless must also have contributed to the women's fears on Easter morning. The whole scene made them afraid. What is it that makes people afraid? What is fear? Isn't it the expectation that something bad has happened or is going to happen? Bad news. Bad things. This is what fear is made of. If there is no evil, then there is no fear. The women at the tomb on Easter Sunday quickly took in the situation. They saw the scene, and they immediately assumed that something terrible had happened. And fear struck them. The angel in white, what would he do to them? He was surely stronger than they were. He could move the stone, and all these men on the ground, half dead. If he could do this to all of them, then what will he do to us? They were scared, and they assumed the worst in their fear. Just like we so often do, don't we? We see a situation and it looks bad and we automatically assume the worst. Somebody says something and you misunderstand it, or you assume the person who said it intended to hurt you. Fear routinely listens and anticipates the worst. Somebody does something and you jump to the conclusion that They will harm you, even if they won't. Situations come upon us where we are faced with something that looks threatening, and fear comes upon us and assumes the worst possible scenario. The doctor tells you you need some more tests, and you immediately become afraid that you have a terminal illness. Many times our thoughts and our actions and our feelings are dictated by fear. We look around and we think, there's no way out. Look at all this harm that is going to come to me. Our sinful nature looks this way anyway, because the new person in us trusts Jesus and is not afraid. Hasn't the Lord said many times that the evil things of the world, even death, cannot really harm his children in the long run? Psalm 91 says, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Unfortunately, though, we can be afraid, even with God's promises on our side, because our sinful flesh doubts these promises. And the devil tries to persuade us that the Lord is not in control of things. And he strikes fear in our hearts by delivering a message of impending doom and sorrow. The women at the tomb could have known better, should have known better. They had been told that the third day would not bring destruction or disaster or harm to them. Jesus had told his friends repeatedly that on the third day he would rise from the dead, and it would be a day of gladness and joy. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Easter is the day that the psalm was talking about. Jesus would see them again. They could talk again. They could walk again together like old times. He would be back. It would be a good time, not a fearful and scary time. Yet when the women saw the angel and the stone and the fallen guards, they forgot Jesus' words about his glorious resurrection, and instead they assumed the worst when they saw the situation, and fear overcame them. By this time, we almost want to perhaps jump into the scene ourselves and talk to these women and say, you don't have to be afraid. There's nothing going on here that's going to hurt you. Jesus is alive. And this is the very message that the angel then gives to them. Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Do not be afraid. He is risen. Notice that when the angel sees that the women are afraid, he does not say, don't be afraid, I won't hurt you. That would have only taken care of one of their fears. Instead, the angel shows them the empty tomb and says, do not be afraid, because he is risen. And this news had the power to take away all their fears of the guards, of the earthquake, of the angel, of the empty tomb. Do not be afraid, because Jesus is risen. If Jesus were risen from the dead, that meant that none of the things around them at that moment, which seemed frightening, could harm them at all. These events were part of Jesus' resurrection. If he were alive again, and that's what this all meant, then they knew that nothing could really hurt them at all. Jesus was risen as he said. How could evil come from that? And the word of the angel began to take away their fears. At the angel's direction, the women left the tomb and they ran back to tell the disciples what had happened. And there is still a little lingering fear, but already we notice that something is different now. Because the Bible says that at the same time they were filled with joy. And it wouldn't be long before the fear was completely gone and entirely replaced with happiness. In fact, just a few more steps down the road, and the risen Lord appeared to the women face to face. Suddenly, Jesus met them, and he said, "Greetings. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Don't be afraid. I am alive," Jesus said. They saw the Lord. That must have been something. We talk about the resurrection and celebrate it every year. What must it have been like for those women to see alive, face to face, the man they had just seen dead hours before? When they saw it was Jesus, they clasped his feet and they worshiped him. And he told them not to be afraid because he was there. He was risen. The risen Lord takes away our fears. Because his rising is our assurance that there is nothing to be afraid of. Fear of death. The risen Jesus tells us that he has been through it and there is nothing to fear. He is the first fruits of them that sleep. The first one raised. And many will follow to live with him forever. Fear of harm? Jesus is alive. And that means he is watching over his children, protecting with his angels, protecting with his own hand, keeping evil from us or causing it to work out for our good. He lives to do this, saying in John chapter 10, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." Fear of sin and guilt. Jesus lives to prove that your sins have been paid for. He lives to show you that the debt you owed to God has now been cleared. The suffering on the cross has ended. The weight of the sin of the world has been carried. Jesus lives to give you a clear conscience and a faithful heart through the forgiveness of your sins. His resurrection assures you of God's love for you. Fear of day-to-day trouble? Well, Jesus speaks to us just as he spoke to the women who visited the tomb, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am alive. All is good. All will work together for your benefit. I am here to make sure of that." However our lives look, whatever evil seems to be gathering in and around and threatening to destroy, whatever is causing you to fear, remember that Jesus is alive. He is risen to help you. And with him at your side, there is nothing you need to fear. We don't always have to be afraid of the worst. Jesus lives to silence all our fears. Let's take that message out into the world, just as the women took it to the disciples and to Galilee. Don't be filled with fear, but be filled with joy in the Lord. And go quickly and share that joy. Amen.